time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
Doing all right. Yourself?
Oh, I'm not too terribly bad, I guess. 69 degrees outside right now. We're going to get any rain today?
Sounds like tonight into Saturday and Saturday night.
I thought a couple of times yesterday afternoon it was just primed to drop some water, but yeah, why would it do that? We don't need that, I guess, right? It's too late for that, huh? Brett's in with us here this morning as we get things started today. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Jim. Troubleshooting a furnace or air conditioner takes a technician that knows what he's doing. Come to trust in Camblin Plumbing and Heating, a company that's been around since 1918, curing all kinds of problems on all brands of equipment. With as much time as we have been in the business, Camblin Plumbing and Heating has tackled some of the hardest problems in the area. We've created the confidence that so many of your neighbors and friends have spoken about. Give us a try next time that you have a problem with any of your heating or air conditioning units. We promise you will be pleased. Atlantic, 243-1512, and in Harlan at 755-3286.
How do you keep it all straight?
It's on paper.
Okay. I gotcha. Just call if you're in the area. It doesn't matter if it's Atlantic or Harlan. Just call if you're in the area.
That's right. You bet.
There you go. Very good. Hey, just want to take a little bit of our time this morning to kind of talk about the start of the high school football season. Is anybody else excited?
No, it means it's getting colder. Here, wow. Last week we were complaining about being too hot.
You go sit in the corner until I tell you you can come back here again. Wow, what a bucket of cold water he is, huh? There's a guy who's had a long week looking to the weekend. Huh? Yeah. High school football season gets underway for most of the schools around the area tonight. And although we had a game for you last Friday night here on KJAN, we're really going to start our coverage here later on today with full-blown activities here on the radio, as we'll have a number of our different programs back on the air again here, and then some new additions as well. Chris and I will be in Griswold tonight as Griswold plays St. Albert in what should be a fun opening game of the season. I know Griswold was kind of thrilled to get out of their district with redistricting. You know, it's a tough club to have in your district all the time, but no sooner did they get out of their district, they get them right back on the schedule again as a non-district game, but should be kind of an interesting matchup tonight. Griswold with a lot of players actually coming back from last year's club, and St. Albert coming off a run to a runner-up finish last year in the state football championship tournament, but they lost a few key players as well, but pretty deep. I'm sure they'll have plenty coming back. So we'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio, and that'll get underway at 6:30 tonight with the pregame show, and then we're on the air with the kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight. So a lot of the games around the area now starting at 7 o'clock. The traditional 7:30 start time really doesn't exist for a lot of schools anymore. The 3A level schools, the class 3A schools in the area, still have 7:30 kickoffs. Everybody else kicks off at 7 o'clock, so a little different start times on those. But 6:30 pregame and 7 o'clock on the air with the kickoff tonight. But prior to that, the Who's Going to Win program is back for another season. You feel pretty confident about your picks?
Yeah. Been doing all right with it, so I guess I'll just keep trying. Try to do my best.
He's still hanging on to our traveling trophy for who's going to win, so he's the defending champion. We'll see about that this year.
Yeah.
But Who's Going to Win, which is our weekly show where Chris and I and Matt Mullenix and Doug Leonard, four guys who know relatively little about high school football, or so it seems sometimes. We sit around the table and we discuss eight different area games and talk about who we think is going to win. That's why we called it Who's Going to Win. You can think long and hard for titles for these programs, but why? You know, it should be pretty obvious, right?
Simple concept.
Yeah, pretty easy stuff. But that's a different time for that program, though. For many, many, many years, decades actually, that program was on at 6:30. That was back in the days when all the football games kicked off at 7:30. But because of the changes in the timing and stuff on that, last year we moved it back to 6:15, but that only gave us a 15-minute pregame leading into the start of many of the area games, which kick off at 7 o'clock. So this year we've decided to move that back to 6 o'clock. So who's going to win if you're a fan of that program? And I know there are some who always talk to me about how we come up with these things, too. It's okay to listen and listen closely to the commercials, but don't listen closely when I'm talking, all right? I don't want to mislead you. But that starts at 6 o'clock. So that'll be airing at 6 o'clock each Friday night of the high school football season. That'll be all part of our coverage. It'll be 6 o'clock, then 6:30, and then is the pregame. And then 7 o'clock, for example, tonight will be kickoff. Now, next Friday night, we'll be covering the Atlantic at Carroll football game, and that'll be a 7:30 kickoff. So what'll happen on those particular nights is who's going to win will still be at 6 o'clock. Pregame still at 6:30. And if you're pretty good at mathematics, that means we're going to have an hour-long pregame show leading into the Atlantic football games. So we'll have a few different features for you when we do those matchups here later on this year as well. Also, as part of our coverage here this afternoon, Trojan Preview returns. Now, Trojan Preview is my weekly 15-minute sit-down with the Atlantic head football coach, and I got another new one to visit with this year. Nick Ross is taking over the program, and Nick and I sat down actually yesterday afternoon to kind of preview tonight's game, so you can catch that each Friday afternoon, and that airs at 4:45 here on KJAN. That's our Trojan Preview show. Now, also, we're doing something new this year, too. Brett Johnson is going to be in studio for us this year during the course of our high school football Friday night coverage, and he's going to help us out in our pregame. He'll help us out with our studio show at halftime, and then he'll be along after the game to kind of recap a lot of things and do a scoreboard show, and we're pretty excited about that addition.
Yeah, that'll be fun, I think. Folks will be really interested in hearing about those local schools. You know, a lot of times in the past we've had, you know, Radio Iowa scoreboards for you, which is nice, but you also have to hear all the scores from around the state, which some folks may not be interested in. So this will be a little bit more focused for you, and you'll get to hear about all those local schools and then also get some insight from some of the coaches that Brett plans on interviewing each week as well.
Yeah, for several decades, actually, we used to have our own high school football scoreboard show on Friday nights after the ball games to recap and cover some of those activities out there, but it was just very difficult to do that anymore, so we ended up carrying the Radio Iowa scoreboards to get you that flavor, as Chris said, but this year we're going to go back to doing a locally produced scoreboard show. Now, I can't tell you what time it'll start. I can tell you when it'll start. It'll start after our game is over. Now, that might be earlier. It might be later. It depends on how long the games go. It depends on when they kick off, whether it's 7 or 7:30. But Brett will be along to cover our halftime. He'll be keeping tabs on other games and give you an update at halftime. And then he'll also update you on a couple of other matchups each week during the course of our pregame show as well, as we preview some of the other games going on. But he'll also be along then afterward with a scoreboard show. And as Chris mentioned, we've got some coaches that will visit with us on the programs afterward. This week we have Atlanta coach Nick Ross will be giving us a shout to visit a little bit about what happened in that ball game tonight. And then we also will have visits with CAM head coach Joe Woolham and also with Exira EHK head football coach Tom Peterson tonight on our post-game show. So just because we aren't able to get to every game around the area to broadcast the play-by-play of those games, we will, of course, still have some coverage from some of the area schools on that post-game event. And, of course, we'll have some stuff from Griswold tonight where Chris and I will be. So we'll try to get you covered as many ways as we can here tonight. And as always, don't forget Saturday morning, our high school football scoreboard show. Brett is hosting our scoreboard show on Friday night, so he'll just take care of the Saturday morning duties as well. 7:40 on Saturday mornings each week. We have a 20-minute recap of everything that went on the night before as well, with some stats and numbers and maybe some coaches' comments and things there too. So if you missed Saturday, Friday night, catch Saturday morning as well. We'll do all that. So that's all coming up here this season, beginning this weekend, beginning today here on KJAN. And don't forget, everything we're doing on KJAN, that's AM, that's FM 101.1, and it's also on the web. Yeah, online, on the web, one of those things. On the line, on web, whatever. We're doing that there, too. We're streaming 24/7, so you can listen to all of that programming, not just the, for many years we've been doing the football games, the live broadcast of the games on the web. Well, you don't have to worry about hooking up at the football game now. It's 24/7, so you can listen to all of that programming on KJAN.com. So make sure you check that out as well. It's real easy to do. Also, by the way, not football related, but KJAN.com related, I don't know if you've checked it out here recently, but starting yesterday, we're doing a back-to-school sale on the Big Deals website. A lot of folks got in yesterday to save themselves some money. We've got an extra discount thrown on top of our already discounted prices. How many discounts can you do, huh?
I guess we'll just keep multiplying
it. Just keep doing it. But anyway, check it out. That back-to-school sale runs through Sunday. So it'll kick off at midnight Monday. So as soon as we hit Monday at 12 a.m. Monday morning, that's when the sale will end. So make sure you get online, check that stuff out before all the good stuff is gone. It's all good stuff. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell you a little bit more this morning about how to get out of Friday and move into Saturday, right?
It's still another work day.
I know. It's still early. It's just getting started. Tell us about Camlin's.
Since our homes use duct systems to heat and cool most days out of the year, you should have a choice of any time to get your duct cleaned and benefit immediately. If you are an allergy sufferer, you should consider having this done. The air that circulates in your home passes over the mold, mildew, debris, dust, and pollens that could collect in the ductwork in your home. The air that comes back to the furnace through the return air runs and then back out to the home needs to pass over clean surfaces, not contaminated ones. We also have available fungicides that help alleviate the growth of molds and mildews and pollens in the future. Call us today for an appointment to get your ducts cleaned in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. Thought of the day today is by Phyllis Diller. A smile is a curve that sets everything straight.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Do you have a guy specially hired to hold the duck while you clean it?
We use some of that Dawn stuff like they show on TV, you know.
Gotcha. You don't use duct tape, do you? Of course you do. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.